Hello, friends. I'm Dr. Tim Tuden, the pastor and founder of Harvest Christian Ministries in Baltimore County, Maryland. I just wanted to tell you that I'm so glad you're taking time to listen to this sermon. It is my hope it'll lift your spirits and then motivate you to move out of your comfort zone. Stay tuned now for a message from Harvest Christian Ministries. It's already in progress.
Cry holy to the Lamb of God, the one who died for us, the one who saved our soul. And today we can celebrate his goodness. When you think about the goodness of Jesus and all that he's done for you, your soul ought to cry out, hallelujah, thank you, God, for saving me. Let's look to the Lord today. Father, we come in the name of Jesus. For there's no other name under heaven by which men or women can be saved but at the name of Jesus. As we come today, we stand in your power. We stand in your love. May we decrease that you might increase. Save someone today, encourage another, and when this time is done, we'll give your name the praise and the glory. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. We serve a great God. It's greatly to be praised in the city of our God. Amen. There's a word from the Lord I want to share with you this morning. It comes from the book of Leviticus, there in the 19th chapter, verses 1 and 2. And the Lord spoke to Moses, speak to the entire assembly of Israel and say to them, be holy, because I, the Lord your God, am holy. I want to preach this morning from the sermonic title, In Pursuit of Holiness. In Pursuit of Holiness. I recall the early years of my athletic career, short as it was, that we had a 12-member track and field team. 12, which means that we could be on a bus or a van and get to our location. Once we got to the place in which the meet would take place, I would line up, usually myself and two other guys. I ran the long distance, mile and 2 miles. Mile, 4 times around, 2 miles, 8 times around. But in our planning for the race for that day, you would check in at the table, let the recorder know what school you were with, what event you were running, and then they would say over the loudspeaker, first call, mile run. That meant that you would prepare butterflies in your stomach, and once they would have the gun to go off, the race would start. There was always that person, usually on the opposing team, that everybody wanted to catch. That was the person who had the best time, and you would do good to get somewhere close to them. So during the entire race, you would basically be in pursuit of the top runner. Week after week, you base your progress on how close you got to him. Now, most weeks, that runner improved. But it's great to be able to pursue or to have something that you're trying to attain. Do you find that in your own life, that you're not one to throw the towel in? There ought to be areas of life that you're always striving and pursuing to be better. When it comes to holiness, or living the holy life, I believe it is a lifestyle worth pursuing. Now, to be holy is to be set apart. It is to live by way of God's moral standard. Holiness is not what you wear. It's not how you act. It's not what you do, but it is something much deeper when you think of holiness. Where I grew up, we call a church across town the Holiness Church. What does that mean? Well, we thought because they wore longer clothing, they had drums, and they exercised other gifts of the Spirit, that because of that, we believed that they were the holy people, and somehow we were not. In the book of Leviticus, it's one of those books that you all often hear of. Amen? But Leviticus is an Old Testament book that really talks about the holiness of God. In fact, the word holy appears more in Leviticus than any other book of the Bible. It is derived from Levi, the members of the Levi tribe, those who were priests and those who were worship leaders. And so often we hear people, when they want to make a case against tattoos or a case against piercing, they'll say, you know, in Leviticus, it says. But lest we miss the bigger picture of that book, it really talks about the importance of being holy. Moses reminds the people, this is after the Ten Commandments, he reminds them of what God has already shared, that you've received God's forgiveness and God's acceptance. It ought to be followed by God's holiness. You know, as I thought this week and as God pressed me on this issue, I was helped all week asking myself the question, is what you're doing or what you're saying, is it holy? Is it right? Does it please God? You ever ask yourself that question? That nobody is watching and nobody is keeping track per se, but am I striving for, am I in pursuit of the holy life? You know, he writes to a nation that was basically holier than thou. Ever heard anybody call you that? You think you're holier than thou? Now you go to church and you think you that. You're holier than thou. That means that you set the standard on what you believe being holy is all about. Got to be careful of that, because it is the word of God that prescribes what true holiness really is. The message, in short, is that holiness is a requirement. Holiness is a responsibility. Holiness is what we can respond to. Let's look at the text today. And the Lord spoke to Moses. Well, that's good. But he said to Moses, his messenger, speak to the entire congregation. Speak to the assembly. Don't leave anybody out. This word is for everybody. Amen? Amen. Ever since that the word is not, no, they didn't mean me. He must have been on your street today. No, no. This word is for everybody. And when he says a requirement, he says, be holy. A requirement is something that's necessary. It's something that's needed. It's something that is demanded. God is direct. Amen? God is direct. Come on, Hudson, help me preach today. Amen. God is direct. God does not bite his tongue. God does not slow his words. When God says be holy, God means be holy. I think of my father, he would have a saying. He would say, you know, I'm going to say it slow. And I'm going to say it some more. So, well, you know, that's when we pretended we didn't hear what he was saying. And sometimes we get amnesia and we don't hear what God is saying. Sometimes we ignore God. Sometimes We dismiss God, all of us. We have not followed the requirements of God our Father. Micah 6 and 8 says, and what does the Lord require? What is it that he wants us to do? To act justly, to love mercy, and to walk humbly with your God. I guess what I'm saying is, as we pursue this holy life, we have to be in a place, in a space to know it is what God wants. It is what God requires. And therefore, we ought to be like me trying to catch that number one runner. I got closer this week, but I'm still chasing after holiness. It's not optional. There's no exemption. I tried to be holy, but God is calling us to that. And we are required to tell somebody about the goodness of Jesus. You'll be amazed of opportunities that will open up for you just by speaking to someone. We are required to share the good news of Jesus. We are required to be ambassadors of the Lord Jesus Christ. He requires us to simply be holy. Now, this is going to sound repetitious, but he just says it. Be holy. It is a command that comes from God, not from yesteryear, but for the here and the now. But this is the part that worked me all week. This is the part, as I begin to pray about what I would share today, it came down to the responsibility. We have a responsibility to live holy. It's something that we're held accountable for. It is something that is our spiritual duty. It is to try to press toward the mark for the prize of the high calling in Jesus Christ. And it all falls on you. Now, God, I know if you hadn't put that in my way, had I not taken that left, had I not changed that channel, had I not answered that text, I would have lived a different life. It comes down to sin. Sin is what blocks us or prevents us or keeps us at bay from becoming holy. Amen? It is to do right. It is a command of God, and it is our duty to resist the devil. And the Bible says, he will flee from you. Can we just talk devil? Talk the devil's real. He wants you to think he's not real. But you know, we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against spiritual wickedness in high places. And the Bible says, put on the whole armor of God that you might do what? That you might stand. We have to tell the devil no. Tell that thing no. Tell that situation no. See, when you don't know any better, you can say, well, you know, he got me, man. No. Our responsibility is to resist the devil, and he will flee from us. Hebrews 12 and 1 says, let us lay aside every weight and that sin that so easily besets us. And let us do what? Let us run the race with patience, looking unto Jesus, the author and the finisher of our faith. And that is it. Knowing I was going to preach on holiness, the devil showed up like he's supposed to. See, now last week, I would have got you on that one. I said, no. I'm going to be holy. Amen? I'm going to live holy. I'm going to strive to be holy. It is a responsibility that God has given us. Take a farmer. He said, well, Lord, I hope I can get some corn this year, but you ain't planted nothing. You know, I'm hoping that I get a good crop. You hadn't done anything. You hadn't weeded the place. You just playing, God, I'm going to get it. No, a harvest won't come unless you put something in the ground. And then when the rain and sunshine come, he's in charge of that. In our lives, make sure we plant good things. Make sure we know that at the end of the day, it is not someone else. It is our response. Am I helping me today? That we can move toward holiness And we see it as a responsibility. And see it as a requirement from God himself. But there's a response. In giving these words to Moses, he says, tell the people to be holy, and we are of a cost generation. Be holy because I, the Lord your God, am holy. Why? Because I'm holy. That's why we ought to be holy. And God is very clear on why. Because he sets the standard of what holiness looks like. Don't put someone else and say, you know what? That person is a holy person. And I'm going to follow them. I'm going to make sure that, you know, they, no, no, no. We've all seen persons fall. There was a thing on Facebook this week about don't put your pastor on a pedestal. Put him on the prayer list. Amen? I'll take the prayer list any day. But he says, be holy because I am holy. I, the Lord your God, am the one who is holy. And the handbook for holiness is the Bible. You want to know what holy living looks like? It's in the Word. You want to know what not living holy looks like? It's in the Word. You want to know what mistakes look like? It's in the Word. But God can use any of us in spite of us. Amen? But he still wants us to be holy. You say, well, you know what? The devil made me do it. No, 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 no. That's so key. He is perfect. 2 Timothy 3:16 and 17 says what? All scripture is given by inspiration of God for reproof, for correction, that we might have all that we need to be holy. Let me ask the question today. How many of us are pursuing holiness? I mean, I don't know about you, but I want to be better. Amen? Are you satisfied with your life now? Are you okay? So now I'm all right. Well, God forbid. I can always grow. And once I know, I can grow. Once I've read the word, once I've made some mistakes, I can then grow in the holiness of God. It is not in my own strength. It's not a 30-day program. It is a lifetime striving to become more like God today. Not to be God, but more like him. Why? The Bible says he made us in his image. Amen? In his likeness. I don't know. But I feel kind of special today. What about you? That I'm made in his image? Reverend, how can I do it? The word says, I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. You might have struck out last week. Might have been your worst week. But thank God for Jesus. Here's a new opportunity for all of us to pursue holiness. Chase down holiness. Try to catch holiness. Tackle holiness. Embrace holiness. God, I want to be holy for you. Let us not put Easter to bed so soon. We do remember that Jesus died on an old rugged cross. We do recall that he rose on the third day morning with all power in his hand. He is a holy God. Colossians 3, 1 through 4 says, if ye then be risen with Christ, seek those things which are above where Christ sitteth at the right hand of the Father. Yes. Set your affections on things above and not on things on the earth. Why? Because there comes a place that you are dead, yet you live anew in Christ. Yes. There's some things in life that ought to be dead by now. Amen? Yes. There's some stuff you ought to just had a funeral for and say, you know what? I declare today, I'm done with that sin. I'm done with that. And that's called maturity. The same old stuff ought not to get you week after week. When we pursue holiness, some stuff we'll just sidestep. Some stuff we'll jump over. Some stuff we'll go around. Some stuff we'll go under. Why? He who's begun a good work in us will perform it until the day of... I want to be better. I'm pursuing holiness. In spiritual realms, there are some faiths that call their leaders His Holiness. That's pretty deep. I can't bring myself to call another man His Holiness. Or to call another woman His Holiness. Why? I only know one who's truly holy. Amen? Amen? Holiness is what I long for. Holiness is what I need from day to day. Holiness is what the Lord requires of me. That is the standard for me. It's how can I be better? How can I be of use for Him? Holy. Amen?
Amen.
You know, there are many anthems. There's the national anthem, Negro national anthem, and other anthems. But you know what? If there's an anthem for me, it's simply this. Yield not to temptation. For yielding is sin, each victory will help you some other to win. You feel like a winner today. There's some things in life that you feel like, you know what? God, I'm not there yet, but I'm in a hurry. I'm not there yet, but I'm striving, I'm pursuing, I'm chasing, I'm going after, I'm trying to reach a place in life that I can say, Lord, I'm trying to live the holy life. As I close today, holiness is not a do's and don't list. Amen? Because, see, we make the list. Holiness is something that happens on the inside. You will know when you're living holy. And you will know when you're not living holy. But thank God for Jesus. He makes provisions. Today, I pledge with you that I am in pursuit of holiness. Are you with me today? Come on, give God a praise. That's the word of God today. It's already blessed. Trying to make an improvement. Trying to not let the same sin get me this week that got me last week. The same lie. The same error. But Lord, this week, I got my full armor on. I'm bracing for the enemy. I'm coming as I am. Trying to be better. Just as you are. As you are. Just as you are. Just come.
Come, just
You know, this is one of those words that it's not a high five word here. This is a word that ought to work us on the inside. Make us think twice about what we do and what we say and where we go. It's a life of holiness. You know, I've said to you from week to week that when it comes to sharing the good news of Jesus, it starts with the preacher. And all week, I've been helped by this word. See, I was like you. I said, you know what? I ain't but so bad now. Look over there. Look. But when this thing started convicting me, it says, Moses, tell the congregation, but I'm talking to you. So what you're telling them is also good for you. Let's bow our heads today. Father, we come in the name of Jesus. Your word is the medicine that we need. We no longer will accept just getting by. Once we know better, we got to do better. Father, I come in the name of Jesus. I pray that we will press toward the mark for the high calling. Father, for every person in this building today who understand that holiness means being set apart, help them to know to not stop running. Don't give up, but keep pursuing. There might be one who came today who has for so long run away from you. I pray in the name of Jesus that you might change their path. Have them run toward you saying, I yield, I yield. What must I do to be saved? Save that soul today, God, as only you can. And we'll be so careful to give your name the praise and the glory in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Come on, give God a praise today. Isn't it about being helped? I don't know what he's going to say next week, but I'm waiting. Waiting that it might help me. We're preparing even now to make transition, but maybe there's someone who come today who desires to be a part of this fellowship. My wife always asked me, did you open the doors of the church? I said, I didn't today. Well, open the doors up. The doors open today. If this is where you desire to be and to grow, I believe Harvest is the place. Never pressure. I just love seeing you. Keep coming back. Beyond membership, it's about the fellowship. Amen? Come on, give God a praise today.
Thanks so much for listening. I want to tell you about a couple of other ways you can be inspired, of course by CD, but you can also listen to our sermons on the website we have for you. It's www.cometoharvest.org. That's come2harvest.org. Or by way of sermonaudio.com. That's sermonaudio.com. All you have to do is to search for Harvest Christian Ministries. You can also listen to our daily devotionals. They're new, and they're really gaining popularity. They're called Seeds of Encouragement. You can get them by way of iTunes, from podcasting, or from Facebook. Either way, we want to inspire you on a daily basis. Have a great day in the Lord. I'm Dr. Tim Tuden, the pastor and founder of Harvest Christian Ministries in Baltimore County, Maryland. Be blessed.